From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. A bill to reopen the U.S. federal government is awaiting the signature of President Donald Trump. The House of Representatives passed its version of the two-year budget deal that will provide funding for defense and domestic programs at the urging of Paul Ryan, the House Speaker.
Republicans will deliver more than our share of votes this morning. I urge my friends in the minority to stand with us on this bipartisan bill.
Representative Louise Slaughter, however, a Democrat from New York, was not impressed.
But Mr. Speaker, it's been an awful long night, and it didn't need to be. We don't need to take up every crisis to the very brink. Since you control every lever of power in this government, you failed your most basic responsibilities to run this government in a sensible and intelligent way.
The 240-186 House vote came a few hours after the Senate cleared the legislation on a vote of 71-28 with wide bipartisan support. The U.S. government was shut down after midnight Friday when Congress missed a deadline to renew the government's funding. South Korean President Moon Jae-in has declared the 2018 Winter Games open amid extraordinary Olympic unity between the Koreas. All this as a North Korean government delegation, including Kim Yo-jong, the sister of the North Korean leader, is in South Korea to attend Friday's opening ceremony of the Pyeongchang Winter Olympics. Also in Pyeongchang, athletes from South and North Korea marched behind the blue and white Korean unification flag at the opening ceremony. Won Young-jun, a bobsledder from the South, and North Korea's Hwang Chung-gum, a hockey player, have led the delegation. From Washington, this is VOA News. The political standoff in Kenya between President Uhuru Kenyatta and self-declared People's President Raila Odinga has split the country. While Odinga's swearing-in ceremony on January 30th was symbolic, activists and analysts fear the government's heavy-handed response is moving the country toward an authoritarian rule. VOA's Daniel Scharf reports.
Protesters marched to Kenya's parliament building, demanding more diversity in President Uhuru Kenyatta's cabinet. But it's the choice of president that is dividing Kenya. Opposition leader Raila Odinga and his supporters say he was cheated out of victory in last year's election.
This country is in a crisis. Anybody who is saying otherwise is living in denial.
Odinga's so-called inauguration as the symbolic people's president went down well with supporters. But Kenyan authorities responded by suspending independent television broadcasts, arresting opposition leaders, and ignoring court orders to stop. Daniel Scherf, VOA News, Nairobi.
Secretary of Defense Jim Mattis has said the United States is not trying to get involved in the Syrian civil war. This after U.S.-led coalition airstrikes killed about 100 pro-government soldiers. Those government forces attacked Syrian Democratic Forces, or the SDF, headquarters near Deir el-Zor in Syria on Wednesday, but retreated after the U.S. coalition knocked out their artillery and some tanks. South Sudan has officially declared an end to the country's cholera epidemic, which erupted more than 18 months ago, infecting more than 20,000 people. Lisa Schlein reports.
Aid agencies say enhanced surveillance alerted them to affected areas where rapid response teams were deployed to investigate and ferret out new cases. They say efforts made to provide clean water, promote good hygiene practices, and treat cholera patients were instrumental in containing the disease. A series of national vaccination campaigns last year was also critical in ending the outbreak. Gavi, the Vaccine Alliance, provided more than 2.2 million doses of oral cholera vaccine. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The European Union's Brexit negotiator says major differences still remain over whether Britain should be obliged to respect all EU rules and obligations during a transition period after Brexit. The EU and Britain are negotiating a transition time that would begin when Britain's departure from the bloc takes effect in March of 2019. Officials have said the period would allow Britain to ease its way out of the EU while providing certainty for businesses. But EU negotiator Michael Barnier told reporters Friday that if these disagreements persist, the transition is not a given.
That's the latest world news from VOA.